Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left for the Middle East Monday and said that his itinerary involved strategizing with allies there about the increasing threats the Iran poses. He also discussed some of the new tariffs to be imposed on Monday.
On Monday, there'll be a significant set of new sanctions, and the world should know that we will continue to make sure it's understood that this effort that we've engaged in to deny Iran the resources to foment terror, to build out their nuclear weapon system, to build out their missile program, we are going to deny them the resources they need to do that, thereby keeping American interests and American people safe all around the world.
And as VOA's Michael Bowman reports, the Trump administration continues to put Iran on notice, with hinting from President Trump that the military strike against Iranian targets still could move forward.
The Trump administration continues to put Iran on notice. President Trump has hinted that a military strike against Iranian targets still could go forward.
We have plenty of time.
While his national security advisor has warned Tehran against mistaking U.S. prudence for weakness.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world.
Amid the saber rattling, an expression of concern from a former U.S. military chief.
VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. Celebration continues in the Turkish city of Istanbul, where the opposition has won a controversial re-vote in the mayoral election. Parades of cars continue honking their horns, and people are dancing in the streets in a celebration expected to continue. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has called for immigration raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start Sunday, but abruptly called them off Saturday. AP's Julie Walker.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they've been offering compromises on immigration that some other Republicans accept, but President Trump never wants to take the deal. Instead,
he keeps threatening different policies and doesn't follow through. We're going to stop all trade with Mexico. We're going to now deport people. We're going to put tariffs on Mexico. It's erratic and inconsistent, and nothing is getting done.
Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major cities, then abruptly called them off. Schumer says the real immigration solution is to let people claim asylum in their home countries. Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, according to Reuters' Lisa Bernard, Mexico's immigration centers are becoming increasingly squalid and overcrowded as authorities step up the detention of migrants headed for the United States.
Reuters correspondent Delphine Schrank is near the Siglo XXI Detention Center in southern Mexico.
Conditions for migrants apprehended by Mexican migration officials have been consistently terrible, according to at least half a dozen detainees who spoke with Reuters. This since about April, when people seem to have been rounded up, pulled out of taxis, off buses, or in the streets anywhere here in Chiapas, southern Mexico, which is the state where most migrants cross into Mexico from Guatemala.
Their accounts were supported by two lawyers representing 26 other inmates, as well as the Migration Ombudsman at Mexico's National Human Rights Commission, and reports from two migrant rights groups.
That's Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. Ethiopian officials say that the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said that the army chief and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack in the home. She said earlier Saturday what she called a hit squad broke into a meeting in the capital, killing the regional president and one of his senior advisors. Mauritania's ruling party candidate of Mohamed Ould Ghazouani has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election. The Electoral Commission said this on Sunday. The UPR candidate and former defense minister, who is 62, won 51.1% of the vote, according to data published on the National Electoral Commission website. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Voice of OLA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.